when it comes to the women of the ummah, what a maqam, what a status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Truly understand. What a maqam, what the status Allah ta'ala has afforded the woman, the wife of the home. Whereas in recent times now, they have dropped the status completely for what Allah ta'ala has given them. And now they want to get a degree. They want to go out into the business field, or into the corporate world, professional field. And they want to do their theses upon theses, get their masters, PhD, etc. And now they want to challenge the men in the men's field. That's a men's field. Out there for the men. Allah Ta'ala has made the rough world out there for the men. Now she wants to go into the men's field. She wants to challenge them. Whereas when it comes to the specialist field, Allah Ta'ala has given it to the men. Whether it comes, whether they want to accept it or not, the beautiful for the women folk. But when it comes to the best cooks and the chefs are the men. When it comes to the best bakers are the men. When it comes to the best gynees also, the man has the guts to go the further mile, not the woman. In every field, Allah Ta'ala has given man that amount of stability. When it comes to women, their field now is the home. Allah Ta'ala has made that specialist field for them. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the woman that status, that maqam, that your responsibility and your field is it to challenge the men. Yours is much more higher. Your field now is to produce the men. Produce the men of the ummah that will go out there and make a name for themselves. You quietly will go to your qabr, but your bank balance is much more than the men. Because you produced. You nurtured. In your lap, you're the first madrasa. You're still in the child the love of Quran Sharif. You taught him his first surah Fatiha, the first bismillah, you taught him. The love for Rasulullah SAW, you taught him. The love for salah, for ulama, for masjid, you taught him. Hayatul sahaba, fazal amal, you read in the home. You prepared him. A simple mother, she'll have no name. There's no titles and accolades for her. She's a simple mother. But she was the first madrasa that planted the seed.